Hello, my name is Caitlin DeGroot. I'm a senior at High Point Regional High School, and I'm a member of the Rho Kappa National History National Honor Society. And today I'm here with my grandma, Kay Garrison, and I'm going to interview her about her experiences in Sussex County as a lifelong resident and some of her favorite places. So, what were some of your experiences growing up in Wantage? What were your favorite places? We'll begin there.
Okay. Hi, I'm Katie's grandma. I was born in Wantage, and my family was my grandfather and father were dairy farmers in Wantage, and both sides of my family, my mother's parents were farmers and my father's parents were farmers, and we've always lived in Wantage, Beamerville, and on Route 23 in Sussex, and several different farms. And I was about 16 when my father also expanded into the restaurant business and purchased what was Russell's Diner. Today it's known as the Double S Diner on Route 23. And I was 16 and waitress there and helped cook and did different jobs and saved my money and bought my first car, a brand new Plymouth sports convertible. And that was a lot of fun. Gas was only 25 cents a gallon, and that was one of my great things. The went to high school at Sussex High, which is now the middle school. It grades 6, 7, and 8 students before they go to High Point Regional. Across the street was a bowling alley that all the kids hung out at lunchtime and after school. And it was great. Had a good time going over there for lunch every day and meeting the gang.
Okay, so you've talked about a bowling alley among some other places. What were some other places that you went to that you did, that you went for fun with friends or whomever?
Well, we had no mall to go to play video games. They weren't in the world at that time. But we did have a movie theater in the town of Sussex. And that was usually where you were on a date or with a bunch of friends if there was a good movie playing. Otherwise, you could go to Newton and ride around, but there was no Dairy Queens, no, like I said, arcade places to go to, or big malls like JCPenney's or anything like that, or Walmart's, or nothing around here at that time like we have today. Which is really nice. I like having those things now at this point. But I stayed here always, never moved away. I have two sisters. I have three sisters and a brother. The brother stayed farming in Monticello, New York, which is only about an hour away. I have two sisters that moved away, one to San Diego and one to Chieflin, Florida, and I like to go visit them, but I am always glad to come straight home after about 2 weeks. I get homesick and have to come home and love it. And my other sister stayed local also. I have nieces and nephews that are here and cousins and a lot of family still. And I really like that part of the life. There's not a lot of job opportunities in Wantage like there are for the kids today. That's why college is so important to them. And both my kids are going to college this year, and I couldn't be prouder of them. But I've had a good life, and I liked it. And I waitressed until I was about 50 years old, and I liked doing it. It was fun. I like people, and that's certainly a good way to meet all kinds of people. But I'm glad I'm not working anymore. But I liked High Point Park, which is what we used to do a lot, and go for walks and rides. Never rode horses, though. I just didn't get into that. But riding bikes and everything, and enjoyed the outside recreation of it all and the safety of living in a small town. But it's a different world today. So much to see, do, and explore. And I guess that's about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you for talking with me.
You're very welcome, Katie. Have a good rapport. I don't know how much help I was to you, but it's taking me down memory lane a little bit.